calendar.
It's like a plan comes together, right?
Good afternoon.
My kids are home alone, so I
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Daryl. We're all set, Daryl? All right. Okay, good afternoon, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Kalk. We're meeting for a work session today. It is, what day is today? Monday, March 31st, 2014. The work session... March 31st.
It feels like January.
I know, it feels like January, exactly. On case number PU11-696. So I have some thoughts, but I'll open up my colleagues if they have any thoughts, and I'll come back since I got the portfolio. Randy, do you have any thoughts before we get rolling today?
I'm ready to get rolling, but no opening comments.
Okay. Commissioner Fedorchak?
I don't have opening comments here.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'll just kind of go start off as a portfolio holder. There's a draft order that has been staffed around. I've had a chance to review the draft and had a couple comments on it. I know that the last time work session, I had a lot of questions about some things, but I've had a chance to meet with our staff and as well as the attorney, and I think I've got most of the questions that I have answered. So maybe is there, for Mitch or Jerry, is there anything else that you're waiting for right now that you need that we should talk about? Other than I get to where we're at with the voting, I guess, would be the next step.
No.
Okay. Jerry, do you have anything that's still out there hanging? That
I don't think so.
I know that the EIS one will not be final for quite some time. That's a separate process. I know the State Historical Society still has letters that they would owe us, and I saw those in the order. But quite honestly, I think that given this scenario, this thing was filed back in September is when the application came complete. We have about 6 months usually to make the decisions. I have enough clarity that I'm ready to move forward on a vote with this. Is kind of where I'm at right now. So I guess I don't know if my colleagues have any thoughts. I guess in a positive vote, as long as we have the conditions in there that talk about the finding of no significant impact, the record decision, I saw that finding in there, the Historical Society. So really, I know there's some issues that you hear a lot about out there, but I think that process is a different process than our siting, and I feel confident that will let that process work. So. Or Julia, Randy, when he wants to jump in next.
I have a couple of things that I just, sure. I mean, they might be technicalities, but just to point out a couple of things. In Section 8, in the very top line, in its evaluation of alternatives.
What page are you on, Randy?
Page 4.
Okay. Oh, number 8?
In the new numbering, number 8.
Okay.
And its evaluation alternatives, Basin evaluated a network, something 46 individuals. I think there's just a typo there.
It should be of.
And then, in section 31 on page 8, when we talk about what you, Mr. Chairman, were just talking about with Historical Society concurrence, has there ever been anything that we've heard recently about the timing of concurrence from them, or is it just still a waiting game?
My understanding with the Historical Society from their letter that was addressing the mitigation around the Kildare Mountain Battlefield area was that they were going to withhold concurrence until they were able to evaluate the entire route, because there were some areas where they did not have easements yet, so there's a certain number of acres that they haven't been able to do the Class 3s on, and they were going to wait till the end to either do concurrence or not, so that would be sometime down the road.
If I could just throw a thought on that, sorry. Randy. One of the things on previous cases, the Minn Kota line, the CapEx lines, it gets very challenging to get all these other agencies that have jurisdiction to have their studies completed in a time frame that we would like. And so I think that putting the caveats in the orders in this case and previous cases, you acknowledge what our role is and you let the experts finish out their part of it where you do the contingencies. That seemed like a good way to follow through in the past. But it's one of those things that if those weren't in the order, I wouldn't be supporting it.
Okay, and then I've jumped now to page 11 in the actual order part. In number 6, something I was thinking about as I was reading this, I just wasn't sure where we were at with that airport. But then as I got to the end, I see it is addressed. That section of the line, am I remembering correctly? That's in that Judson to Tandy section that actually isn't in the first part of the project anyway, correct?
Yes, it's the later construction part.
So the way this is written, if this were approved and they got, you know, all the rest of the other agency things, is this done in a way that allows them to do the initial part that they wanted done early and hold off on the Judson the Tandy section because they intended to hold off on that anyway, and so it gives a little time for Williston to figure out where they want their airport?
Yes.
Okay. With that, I think, you know, what our responsibility, I have all the information I need to reach a decision. And so I guess I have no other questions at this point.
Okay, and there's a couple few other typos that are in the order that we talked about, Mitch and I and Jerry, that so that there's other things that need to be tweaked a little bit. So, Julie, I'm sure you have some thoughts on this as well.
I do, and I don't want to put my back to the members who are here, but I also don't like talking to you guys without seeing you, so I'm going to move over here.
I used to always sit over there, too, when I was.
Well, it's easier. Awkward when we're having a discussion to not be able to see your face. I feel like we're sort of at a point in this project where I call it the getting out the door to church syndrome in our family. We're all waiting to get out the door for church, and it's like, well, who are we waiting for? Well, I'm waiting for you. No, you're waiting for me. No, I'm waiting for the kids,
well,
and we're all looking at each other.
Comments in the beginning.
So I think we're getting to that point where, you know, is SHPO waiting for the order so they can, you know, the company can move forward and get all the easements, and then they can get their work done. And, you know, and are the feds thinking, well, the state hasn't hurried, so we're not hurrying. And they're in no big hurry, and we're in no big hurry. I'm not saying this is a project that needs to be hurried, but it's also been through quite a long process already, and there's been a lot of information and studies conducted, and the need is significant and growing more so every day. I mean, even days like today, you get concerned that, you know,
absolutely,
when there's a high, when there's peak demand, and out there, they just need to shore up this infrastructure. So I'm interested in us playing a role in getting that moving. So that said though, I feel that, you know, it's incumbent on us to make our decision based on all the information. And I don't, we examined carefully the record on this main route, the preferred route. And I've even been told by staff that that's kind of the tradition here, or that's typically how the commission goes. We aren't required to look at different routes. And fair enough. This, however, is going through one of the, you know, most special places of our state, and I think it's incumbent on us to give it the most careful consideration. And there are other routes being considered, and some of them are discussed in this supplemental draft EIS. So in my view, we would have a more complete record on which to base our decision if it included, and it doesn't right now, the supplemental draft EIS and the public comments to it. So what I would like to do is to go through the process of incorporating that into the record so we can use the information in that. I realize the draft can change, but for me, having that information to use in moving forward and making the decision and clarifying some of the pros and cons of the various options and of the preferred route, I think would be really helpful, and I don't think it would slow the process down very much. So that's what I'm proposing today, is that we take the steps necessary to incorporate the draft EIS and the public comments to it into our official record.
Okay. The Mitch, any thoughts about that from the legal viewpoint?
Well, I do have some concerns with a supplemental draft being the basis for the opinion, as we discussed. I mean, it's kind of one of those things that's not final yet. I mean, our draft order is subject to the NEPA record of decision. You know, we do have the ability to keep the record open to consider a supplemental draft in the comments.
So that isn't the key thing on differenting jurisdictions. That the way I view that is that by putting the finding in there that we require that they file the record of decision and have all the requirements, that's allowing that jurisdiction to stay pure and us to acknowledge that, that there's other things out there. And I used to do the NEPA side of it, and if this was not a federal nexus, there would be no NEPA. We'd make our decision. So I've kind of viewed this as we make our decision, and that's one of those things we're aware of, but I don't. That's why I want to hear a legal viewpoint, because it doesn't feel right to incorporate a draft EIS when all we're really looking for is that outcome.
Yes, that's what I mean, because that EIS is going to get reduced somewhere along the lines to a record of decision, which is through that NEPA process, which will either be finding of no significant impact, some sort of mitigation, or finding of significant impact. And that's a separate process. You know, we can have our order without that process. You know, they obviously testified they're not going to build it without approval from both of them, but it is a separate jurisdictional process.
Because if someone chose to appeal our order, there's a clear process in that. But someone can also choose to appeal the NEPA process.
I believe so. I'm not overly familiar with the opportunities for contesting a NEPA decision, but certainly in ours, there's an appeal avenue under our state law.
How does somebody, how does incorporating this additional information increase or make our case weaker on an appeal?
How does incorporating it make it weaker?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure what the additional information would be in the public comment portion of it. I'm assuming we've probably heard most of that in the public hearings we had already. How does it make it weaker? I think it's always, I think, risky to add evidence after the hearing to a certain extent, unless, you know, there's potentially the opportunity to hold another hearing based on that additional evidence.
Well, and I feel like part of this is my fault for misunderstanding during the hearings, that all the times when we mentioned that this would be done and this would be done, that it wasn't going to be part of our record. I assumed that when we were talking about that it was. So it was surprising to me that this isn't, and that I can't look in here and say, huh, here's what they say about the Kildare Mountain Battlefield. Here's the information they use in talking about, you know, the pros and cons of some of the alternate routes. None of that is, you know, part of our record. And I honestly thought that it would be, but...
You know, and if there's... You know, from the circumstances of an order such as this, when there's always, you know, ongoing other agencies' approvals and stuff, we run into that with a lot of pipelines, whatever. There's still health department things to get, so on and so forth. We have that requirement that everything in that process be filed with the commission, and the commission staff can review it. So if something concerning comes up with it, you know, we continue to have jurisdiction over our order that we can address any concerns that come up later.
That's the key point, though. I think the way that I view it is that by having the record of decision, that is the end product. And so that end product comes back. They won't get to a record of decision until they've solved all the issues that they're working on. And for us, for me personally, the issues that I was concerned about, we had testimony on the Eagles and we had testimony on the other things. And so the questions that we have jurisdiction to ask and answer, I have those. I'm content with those. But if they don't get to the record of decision that supports this, there'll be a reason why, and then they won't be able to move forward, and we could look at that particular reason at that time. That's how I see it unfolding. And it's not unique to this case. We have this in many different cases where we have this type of competing jurisdictions looking at the same case. Because we could just leave that out completely, but I don't think that would be appropriate either.
Yeah, it's not necessarily a legal requirement that we have our orders, you know, contingent on that, but we certainly have the ability to have that in there, that condition in there.
Just like the contingency from the SHPO as well.
Correct.
Commissioner, do you have any thoughts on that? Because really, to open up the record, it takes two of us to open up the record as well, too.
I'm satisfied with the record as it is.
Do you have any thoughts or concerns about the whole NEPA process that outside of the rod that you'd want on? You're fine with it? Okay, that's easy. Okay. Jerry, anything else we're missing? So, Julie, your big concern is having this information.
Yep. Okay. I would, I don't feel like, I don't like being put in a position where folks can suggest we haven't looked at thoroughly at all the possible routes. And I think without this, we've got one route in front of us. And we can say other agencies are doing that, and our decision is incumbent on theirs and their decision. Then the question becomes, well, why don't you just wait until they do that? Why did you give your route without, what value did it bring to you giving your route permit now before that was done? Why don't you just wait until that process works itself out?
Our process is just to accept or reject a route, correct? Whether it be a pipeline or a power line, you look at other alternatives, but that's part of the challenge of this. The NEPA study is that they're looking at projects that are not yet in front of us in this route selection, and that's where I thought that you did a very good job in the order of there's things in that NEPA that are not even germane to this order at all that are on a potential another filing they're going to be doing on another power line. And so that's why the part about our previous work session about adding this out based on what was in the record I thought was very good.
To summarize, I guess, what the law is on evaluating this is an applicant brings to the commission a corridor and route. Through the hearing processes, you may develop some concerns about, you know, an area or something that may result in modifications, but it's ultimately, if a company does not voluntarily change their route or agree to it or accept any unilateral modifications made by the commission, the route evaluated under the criteria is the one in the application. And then, you know, obviously if there's exclusion areas, the route cannot go through it. If there's avoidance areas, they have to prove there's no reasonable alternative. And that's an overview of what the legal process is on the Siting Act.
Well, that's why you supplemented the record. You took the record and supplemented the order with some of the discussion inside there about why this route around the lake did not meet requirements for load. And I thought that was very good discussion in there about why you thought this route was the best one, given all the factors of meeting the need in the certain areas, having to be where the load to be at, tying into the substation. I thought that was very good, the way that the order was beefed up, if you will. So, okay.
Just for clarification, the alternative route that would have went north of Kildare that may eventually get done anyway as another line, that's not being approved in this order.
No. Absolutely not. But that is in the study, though.
Right.
That's where it gets very bifurcated in a hurry. Okay, we could go round and round, I guess. Is there anything else, Commissioner? Christmas?
I do not.
Julie, do you have anything else you want to go through today? Okay. We'll go ahead and close the work session on case number PU 11-696. Thank you.